I know it's here somewhere.
Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Hi, yes, as always, we hope you enjoy the show this week, and we've got some stuff, but not a lot. Not a lot of stuff this week, and I'm doing the podcast on a Saturday, actually April the 20th, not a Saturday, a Sunday. I normally do it on a Saturday. This is Sunday. Yesterday was Saturday. I didn't do the podcast yesterday, so that makes today Sunday. I'm glad we got that straight. Anyway, the point is that we didn't do the podcast on the normal day we do it because various things happened that were very strange, and because of that, I didn't get it done. Now, onward. We have 4 days left until the new Ubuntu Linux comes out. That's only 4 days to go. I'm counting them down on the website. Yes, if you go to the sidebar over on the right-hand side and scroll down, kind of, sort of, more or less toward the bottom of the sidebar, you'll find the new Ubuntu doohickey there, and it says, today, it says 4 days to go. Tomorrow it will say 3, and then it will say 2, and then it will say 1, and then we'll have the new Ubuntu, which, of course, is the Hardy Heron. It's just so weird that they come up with those names. I don't know why it's the Hardy Heron. Why not the Happy Heron, or the... I don't know. Anyway, never mind. The point is that we'll have a new version of Ubuntu, and one of these days they'll get rid of the brown, yucky interface and have a cool, happy interface. Maybe blue. I like blue. Matter of fact, you'll see at the top of my website much blueness. I like that. Also, you may notice, those of you who are very astute and observant might note that over on the top of the header thingy there, you'll see that I have the URL embedded under my catchphrase of the doctor is in. It says www.drbill.cc, which of course, as we all know, stands for computer curmudgeon. What else would it stand for? Some strange island out in the middle of the Pacific that actually has that URL? Why, no, it stands for computer curmudgeon. There you go. So anybody else that has a website that ends in CC, you'll know that they're paying homage to moi. Yes. Anyway, and if you'll buy that, then I have some real estate for you in the swamp. Anyway, at the top of the sidebar that I mentioned earlier, there's also an advertisement for Go to My PC. Now, as I've mentioned before, you don't need to go to my PC. There's nothing there for you. But you can go to your PC. And they don't want to call it Go to Your PC, because then if you said that, it would sound like you're going to someone else's PC. So you want to go to your PC. Therefore, they call it Go to My PC. Yes. And so you can do that. You can try it for free, as it says, by doing what it says right there under the button. It says click here. If you click here on that button, you will get a 30-day free trial to Go to My PC. And you really, really, really need to do that, because you'll be amazed at how neat this software is. And a 30-day free trial, 30 days, that's like a whole month. So you can enjoy it for an entire month absolutely free. And then, of course, you'll want to get it, because you'll be hooked then. Ha, ha, ha. As they say, the first one's always free. Anyway, there you go. And we also have our Shameless Commerce Center there. If you'll go straight below that little ad, you'll notice the Shameless Commerce Center. If it says click here, you should, of course, always click here when it says click here. And it will take you down to the bottom of the page. Now, when I do that, I note that there are several things that you can click on, but as I mentioned last week, there's one right in the middle that's brand spank new, and it's very, very cool, and that is, of course, being able to get Blockbuster Total Access for 50% off. That's a whole half off. And if you click on that right now and sign up, then you'll be able to get half off of Blockbuster's Total Access package, which is awesome. By the way, I mentioned awesome last week when I was talking about Ben Stein's movie Expelled. Go see that movie. It's just so much fun. You got to go see it. Anyway, I mentioned that last week, so I just thought I'd throw that in for free. Now, let me mention that we have some geek culture this week. Now, let me set this up just a bit. You see, every week, I make it my personal challenge to go out and find geek culture. And of course, that has to be funny, interesting, probably a song of some sort, and it needs to refer to geekiness or computers or the internet or Star Trek or something quasi-geeky. And so, as you might imagine, after doing, what podcast are we on here? We're on podcast number 132. Is that right? Yes, it is. Podcast number 132. 132 podcasts. Now think about this with me. 132 podcasts, including this one, where I have to come up with unique geek culture. You can see that it's a challenge. And sometimes we don't ring the bell quite as much as other times. You know, there can only be once that you first play It's All About the Pentiums by Weird Al Yankovic. Now that, my friend, is classic geek culture. Yes. Anyway, this week is not. This week's geek culture is lame. And I'm not talking about the tool used to record MP3s lame. No, we're talking lame. Anyway. So, let's play it.
I get set all the online video games. I log in only with the coolest usernames. Downloading, file sharing to the max. Posting hits to MySpace so you can hear my tracks. Hanging in chat rooms and macking on the honeys. Or getting stock quotes to help manage all my money. I'm a cyber thug, an online G. I can get past any net security. I surf the web at lightning speeds and bring cyberspace down to its knees. My bookmarks all link to crazy destinations. I blast my music from web radio stations. I'm a virtual gangster. I send enemies email bombs. I'm always the ruler of any site I'm on. Newbies fear me like I'm Tony Soprano. I conquer all the haters like Rocky Marciano. I'm a cyber thug, an online G. I can get past any net security. I surf the web at lightning speeds and bring cyberspace down to its knees. The blogs all chatter about my great power. My ISP's amazed at all the bandwidth I devour. I pump out the podcast to spread my words. I lurk around forums just to pick on the nerds. When I eye on my friends, they all bow at my feet. I cruise down the info highway like I'm packing heat. I'm a cyber thug, an online G. I can get past any net security. I surf the web at lightning speeds and bring cyberspace down to its knees.
Yeah. Like I said, lame. But such it is. That was MC Eric B. MC Eric B has done other cyber thug type rap type songs type things that are better than this. Sorry, Eric, but I didn't really kind of get into this one. Plus, I had to sanitize it in two different places. At least the words that I understood. There may be words in there that I don't know what they mean. If they're not good words, I'm sorry, but I don't think they were. I looked them up and they seem to be relatively okay. Anyway, you see my problem. I always have problems finding geek culture. But there's always MacAds. So let's go to a Hi, I'm a Mac ad.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
Hello, I'm a PC.
We have a lot in common these days. We
both run a Microsoft Office. We share files. It's great. We just get along.
PC? Yep. Okay.
He froze.
Hi, I'm a PC.
Okay, we're past that. We moved beyond that.
Yeah, I had to restart there. You know how it is.
No, actually, I don't.
Oh, what? Macs don't have to...
He froze up again.
We had him, then we lost him. I'm going to go get IT. Keep an eye on him.
Yes, Macs. They just work. Yes. I was talking to a friend of mine this week who was giving me a hard time because he said I'd turned into a Mac Daddy. Of course, I can't have turned into a Mac Daddy because I don't have a Mac. But I want one so bad. Anyway. So, meantime, I'm using a PC. No, that wasn't the PC freezing. That was just me pausing, see. But it could have been the PC freezing. Because they do sometimes. But I keep mine tuned up, so it doesn't usually do that. No. However, I have customer PCs that do it all the time. But... I digress.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcasts.com. If it's tech, it's here.
Hi, this is Peter, your host for the Peter's Mac Tips Podcast. Whether you're a switcher or a longtime user, listen in on the Peter's Mac Tips Podcast, have your questions answered, see tutorials, get the latest in tips and tricks, and the latest Apple news. Head on over to the website at http://petersmactips.libsyn.com. That's petersmactips.libsyn, spelled LIBSYN.com.
Peter, dude, you need to get a better URL. That URL is just too long and kind of sloppy, you know what I mean? Anyway... You know, it's a real geek when he has to spell it http://. That's assumed, dude. I'm just in a real curmudgeonly mood today. I think it's because I didn't have any good geek culture. It's just making me very cranky. Anyway, I'll calm down. Let's turn to the news of the week, shall we? Oh, the phone's ringing. I hate it when that happens when you're recording a podcast and the phone rings. Excuse me a minute. Hello? Yeah. Fine. Okay, I finally found the pause button and paused so I could finish answering the phone call. Must admit that's a first, answering the phone in the middle of a podcast. Anyway, where was I before I got interrupted there? Okay, we're going to the tech news. That's where we were headed. Anyway, the release of Windows XP Service Pack 3 is still not clear. Now, there was an announcement that there would be a Service Pack 3 for Windows XP, and the announcement pretty much said that that Service Pack was just going to be an amalgamation of all of the various bug fixes that have come out since Service Pack 2, which would at least just make it easy to build a new system. You know, that way you don't have to keep layering more and more updates on the system as you build it. So Service Pack 3 will be very useful from that perspective. So I'm looking forward to it. Ooh, it's the Geek Software of the Week theme, or drum roll, or whatever you want to call it. The Geek Software of the Week this week is Pixelformer, which is very, very cool. Now, a little background on this. I have searched long and hard and high and low and in and out and all around the world for icon development software. You see, sometimes I write little programs, and I like to put little cute icons on them. Well, there's all kinds of icon editors, and one of the best ones I found is one that I purchased many years ago called Microangelo. Ah, yes, I know, cute name. Anyway, I saw on Beta News, a site that I get some geek news from, that one of the big downloads this past week was for Pixelformer. Turns out that this software is like in a very low-level release, a pre.1 release, you know what I mean? It's like .02 level. But at any rate, it is free, and it's really cool. It's rock solid as far as I can tell, and it's great for making icons, including those cool new 3D-ish looking, you know, Vista-like icons or Mac-like icons or whatever. So it's really neat. And you can do things like import images into the icon and then tweak them and so forth. So I really like it. It's also not restrictive when it comes to image dimensions. Now, the cool thing about that is you can use this for more than just icons. See, like, for instance, I was telling the Game Master, my son Benjamin the Game Master, that he might want to look at using this to do his sprites for his games because it's really cool. It supports all kinds of different color depths up to 32-bit RGB with alpha channel. Lossless target color depth switching, whatever that means, semi-transparent colors, and this is what I like. This is cool. You know how you can select like a pencil thing in most drawing programs, and then you can select a color, and then you can draw with that color? Well, in this one, you can select transparent as a color, and then draw with transparent. So you can basically make things that you're drawing transparent as part of the icon, which is really cool. So I'm thinking we can use this for other things as well. It also does stuff like PNG size optimization, just all kinds of good stuff. So for our Geek Software of the Week, you should check it out, Pixel Former. There is a link in the blog there at drbill.cc, which will take you to qualibyte.com, pixelformerindex.html. Yes, and you'll enjoy the goodness of freeware. I like freeware. It's free. All right, next item. Red Hat's global desktop version slips. Sounds kind of messy, you know? I mean, here we are in springtime. You shouldn't be slipping because there shouldn't be any ice. Yeah, right. Anyway, point is Red Hat had announced that they have a planned global desktop. Sounds really important, doesn't it? Anyway, the idea is to compete with SUSE Linux to give them a little bit of an edge there, you see, trying to get a global desktop for business. But they're letting that operating system slip. Apparently there's some technical things they're trying to work out, and that might give SUSE the edge on bringing out new features that the corporate world might want to use in their desktop operating system. And we are looking for a desktop operating system that would replace Windows in the business world. At least I am, because I'm tired of Microsoft winning the day all the time. It's just getting really annoying. You know what I mean? Anyway. Oh, by the way, I think I already mentioned that AVG has come out with AVG anti-spyware, which is also free. And if you go to Google and type in AVG, you'll see that one of the things there is AVG anti-spyware. Click on it, click on that download, and download it. It really is good stuff. Even the Game Master came back and told me, I told you this probably last time, but he was really, really excited about it and said, dude, that's good stuff. I mean, it was just so simple to use. And, you know, if it's simple to use, people will actually use it, and that's good. So anyway, by the way, while I'm catching you up on things, the Game Master's Bin Spin, we are going to do another one. It's been just a while. You know, it's been like since March there's been a Game Master's Bin Spin. And every so often I'll say, be sure to tune in. Well, you know, go tune in and get the ones that have already aired. But there's more coming. We're going to try to get that done. And there's other things we're trying to get done. I'm still working on getting my DrBill.TV studio all put together. We're very, very close now. We're just so close we can almost taste it. And it tastes kind of metallic because there's lots of metal. But anyway, never mind. The point is that we're getting very close to being able to do that. So, of course, that will mean another DrBill.TV episode, which should have, hopefully, some actual content. We're actually looking for content. There was a cartoon book that was out, actually put out by Plan 9. Plan 9 Publications puts out all kinds of geeky, computery type, humor type books. And one of them was called The Quest for Content. And sometimes that's what I feel like when I'm doing a podcast, is I have this quest for content. Like Cyber Thug this week. You know, it looked like it had potential. And then I played it and it was lame. But anyway, sorry. Eric's probably listening, you know, MC Eric B. He's probably listening going, hey, Doc, give me a break. You know, they all can't be winners. You know what I'm saying? That one was just, it was just kind of flat. I don't know what, just kind of, the cyber thug thing just kind of left me a little flat there. But that's, you know, you might listen to it and enjoy it. I don't know, you know, but hey, that's just me. And part of it may be because I'm just in a really curmudgeonly mood. I mean, you know, I'm doing a podcast and the phone rings, you know, that kind of thing. That kind of thing just is frustrating. But that's okay. You know what? I think maybe this would be a good place to mention that it's time to get out of here. And so I think probably that music will come up at any point and let me know that it is indeed time to exit. Yes, indeed. There it is. See? Told you right there. It's just every song. There it is. The quest for content. I'll keep questing. Anyway, the doctor is out of here.
We hope you enjoy the show.